Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf. Baba Basra Samach Zayin. We begin at the Mishnah, which is three lines off the top of the Amud. So in the previous sugyas, we discussed a fellow who was selling his home, Hamecher Sabayis, and the question was, what was included? Here we shift to a fellow who is selling an entire neighborhood. Hamecher Sachatzer. A chatzer was a yard into which you have several homes that open to that yard. So a chatzer is sort of a chatzer with houses inside. The question is, what's included when I sell you the chatzer? Hamecher Sachatzer says the Mishnah Machar Batim. Of course, the homes are included. Beiros, Shichon, Ma'aros, all types of cisterns, pits, storage areas. Something which, when I sell a home, is not included. So, you know, a chatzer is a bigger entity. It's a much bigger deal. Of course, it covers these facilities as well. But, avaleis hamatatalin does not cover items, movable items, inside that chatzer. You have a car, you have a horse and buggy. It's not included. So, only something which is actually part of the structure or connected to the structure, but not metaltalin. However, bizman she'amar loy, suppose he tells him, hu b'chol masha b'soichai, I'm covering everything. Everything's included. L'chatzer, and anything within it. Hari kulan mechur, in this case, even the metaltalin are included. Now, the Rashbam points out, it doesn't cover all metaltalin. Only metaltalin which are serving the bais, appliances, tools, metaltlin tashmishei bayis. That's what it covers. It doesn't cover, you know, your food stuff, your items that you have sitting in there. They're not part of this package. Okay, benkech or benkech. Either way, meaning even if he adds this stipulation that I'm covering everything, some things will not be included. Some things which are considered separate entities, not part of this residential entity called a chatzer. Lo yimachar, lo yisam merchatz. You don't include the bathhouse. Lo yisbeis abad, an oil press, shebaseicha within the chatzer, because they're totally separate entities. A chatzer relates to the, you know, residential aspect of the chatzer, but these things are, you know, separate facilities, commercial entities, etc. Rav Lezer Omer, he comes a chiddush. When you sell a chatzer without explaining what you have in mind, you've sold very little. Hamecher es hachatzer leimachar. Guess what? Ela avira shel chatzer. The only thing that's included is the outdoor space. Chatzer reflects the outdoor area, not the homes, the bottom within that chatzer. Okay, so Tana Kama holds a chatzer covers any homes and the structures that are part of this chatzer, including entities which within these homes, which are mechubar lekarka, right? But not metaltalin, which are disconnected, which are movables, even though they're considered tashmishi habayis, appliances meant to serve these homes. But if he says hu v'chol mashi b'seichai, these are included as well. Either way, the beis hamerchatz, the beis habad, etc., these are out. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a braisa which corroborates this halacha as well. Hamecher es hachatzer, you sell a chatzer, mecher batam hachitzoinim, batam apnimim. You've included all the homes. The batam hachitzoinim relate to homes which are open to the chatzer, which lead to the chatzer, and batam apnimim are the ones inside, behind these batam hachitzoinim, which require to walk through the bayis hachitzin into the chatzer. So even though it doesn't directly open to the chatzer, it's included as well. Batam achitzoinim and batam apnimim. Ubeis achulsois. Interesting, you have a place called Beis achulsois, which is a sandy area used to supply sand, special sand, for the process of making glass. If that happens to be in the chatzer, it's included as well. What about storefronts? Chanuyas? Well, psuches l'seicha. If they open to the chatzer, okay, nimkaris ima. Rashbam explains, they open to the chatzer, and they only sell to the bnei ha-chatzer. They supply the local people of the chatzer with their needs. that's included. However, if they don't open to the chatzah, rather they open to the street, then they attract the customers from the street, then it's not included in the chatzah entity. What if they're open in both directions and they appeal to both customers? In this case, they're included. When you sell the chatzar, you never meant the homes. You meant the outdoor area. Milusa shel chatzar. Rosh Bam says milusa means aviro, the airspace. That's it. Okay, Omar Mar. Let's go back to this halacha regarding these storefronts. Psucho is lekan lekan. If they're open in both directions, nimkar is ima. They're included in the chatzar deal. But Tani Rav Chia. But we have a brisa from Rav Chia which says ein nimkar is ima. In this case, they're not included. Answers the Gemara Kashya will solve this apparent contradiction as follows. We follow Roiv. Ha, the Roiv Tashmishtayu Lagav. When we say that the storefront on this boundary, half and half, is included, we're speaking that it's mostly serving the Bnei HaChatzar. Ha, but Rav Chia's case is the Roiv Tashmishtayu Labar. It's mostly serving the people outside. So it's not included. Rav Lazo Eimer HaMoichar HaChatzar. Chatzar, the word chatzar, refers to the airspace, the outdoor area, not the homes. Amar, Rava, let me explain to you the machlekes. Ida amar le dirta, if the seller offered dirta, so in describing, you know, the area, he called it a dirta. In this case, there's no discussion. He says dirasa, dirasa is lashon of residences. Amakim dira, right? The kuli amale pligi the bati mashm. All agree. Even Blazer would agree in this case. It includes the homes. He pligi the machlekes pertains where he said amale darta. Oh, now darta happens to be the Aramaic translation of the word chatzar. So he happened to use darta to describe the chatzar. What did he mean? Mar savar tarbitza mashma. Blazer says, well, darta is a reference strictly to the outdoor space of the chatzar. That's what you get. Umar savar bati mashma. Whereas Tanakama says, well, actually, Darta and Dirta are very close relatives. So, even when you say Darta, the reason why the Chatzar is called Darta is because it refers to the places of residence. So it's included as well. Ikad Amri, there's another version of Amarava. Ida Amri Darta, if in fact he used this term Darta to describe the Chatzar, of course, everything is covered. The Kuli Amri, Pligi, the Bati Mashma, everyone agrees that the homes are included as well, as we explained. Darta and Dira are synonymous. He pleaded the machlekes pertains in a case to amalei chatzar. He called it a chatzar, like in Lashon Kodesh. No, the question is, what does chatzar mean? Mar sabar chatzar avira mashma. Rav Blazer says chatzar means the outdoor space, and that's it. Umar sabar, whereas Tanakama disagrees. Chatzar amishkan. We reference the chatzar amishkan to indicate to us what exactly, what defines the word chatzar. You see, Rashbam explains, because in the pasuk in Shmoyis Chav Zayin it says that the Chatzar Mishkan was 100 amah long and 50 amah wide. Now, within this area called Chatzar Mishkan, we have the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Ohel Moed, which Rosh Ram says are like batim. They're like places of residence. And still, they're all covered by this term Chatzar in the Torah. Apparently, that homes, places of Dira, are included in the Chatzar. Okay, so that's the pretty much the end of this discussion. A person sells a chatzar, what's included? Leza says, well, only the avershal chatzar. We explain two ways on that machlekes. And regarding the Tanakama, well, he says the standard chatzar package includes the home, batim, boireis, shichanim, arais, and all, you know, attached appliances. All things which are actually installed and connected to the ground, but not appliances which are movable. But if he says hu b'chal masha b'seichai, they're included as well. But then we have level 3, merchatz beis habad. They're separate entities, and they're not included, even in this case. So we have three levels: the actual structure with the connected aspects, we have the detached aspects, and we have the separate, totally separate auxiliary areas. Continues the Gemara. We mentioned something about a chulsa, right? The place where they have the sand, which is used to beis hachulsos, right, to make glass. So on that topic, v'amar Rav, amar Rav Nachman, machal echulsos a metzula. Suppose a fellow sold two separate areas, chulsis, that's where they get the sand for the glass. Umutsula is the river, bottom, the bottom of the river, where they mine for gold, silver, or perhaps they look for fish. So he sold them two separate entities. They're both real estate entities, but they're two separate, entities providing two separate services intended for two separate functions, right? Hichsik b'chulsis, so the buyer did a chazoka, a kinyan chazoka on the chulsis area, like on a mitzula. It doesn't apply to the mitzula, it's not covered to make a separate chazoka on that area as well. Likewise, hichsik b'mitzula, if you did a chazoka on the mitzula area, like on a chulsis, you haven't yet acquired the chulsis. Because they're two separate areas, two separate zones. Ain't really? Is that true that you can't just make one chazaka to cover all properties? V'amar Shmuel, we had this a couple of months ago, Shmuel tells us, Machalei Eser Sadeis Be'eser Medinas. A person sold 10 properties scattered throughout 10 different countries. Kivan Sheikhsik Ba'achas Mehen. So this one customer purchased all these properties. As long as he makes one chazaka on one property, it's a one package deal, Kana Kulam. That chazaka acquires everything for him. Apparently, when it comes to real estate, it's all connected. You do chazaka on one, it applies to all. Why is our case different? Oh, Hassam says the Gemara over there, who said the Sabna da Ara Chadu. There it's very different because the base of the Ara of the land is one, basically. They're all connected in the core of the earth. And it's all farmland, all serving the same function, the same purpose. So it can all be considered one package, one entity. But in our case, the metzula, so sand producing areas, one function. The metzula is a separate service. Two separate entities that cannot be considered one. And therefore the chazaka needs to be done on each one separately. There's another version that it does work. Even by hechzik v'chusis. Yep, kana metzula works on the metzula as well. And likewise in the reverse. Well, obviously, pshita, of course, the Amar Shmuel. Shmuel already told us this idea. Machalei Eser Sadeis Be'eser Medinos, right? He sold them 10 properties, one chazaka, one size fits all. Well, mal d'tema, perhaps there would be room to make that distinction. Hasam hu d'sadna d'aruchadu. Over there, it's all farmland, it's all one connected entity. But in our case, we have two separate areas, hatashmish d'lachud, v'hatashmish d'lachud. Each one has a separate service, kamashmon, the point is no, after all, it's all connected, it's all real estate, it's one entity. He continues the mission. Now we shift to a fellow who's Hamoicher Beis Habat. He sold a oil press facility. What's included? So again, we have three levels. We have the actual structure, and the structure includes things which are kavua and mechubar lekarka, connected to that structure. Then we have things which are, well, serving the structure, serving the oil press, right? The accessories, but they're movable. You can just, pick them up and walk off with them. Take them to your next oil press. And then we have level three, auxiliary areas, which are totally separate from the actual oil press. Hamoicher Beis Habat. One sells an oil press without expressing any specifications. Just, stam. What's included? Macharas Hayam. A little stone pool. Okay, which is connected to the ground, obviously, where they put the olives for pressing. That's included. Ves Hamamo is this stone crusher, this big stone entity used to crush. So Rashbam says that there was a sort of a three-stage process involved in pressing the olives. First, they used to give it a crush with this mamal thing. Then they used to grind it slightly, and then finally they would lower the kaira, the big beam, on the pile of olives, which were then covered by these boards. So the beam would come down on the board, squeeze the olives, and extract the oil. So again, we include the yam, the mamo, the besa besulois. These are these wooden entities, which generate this, used to make the structure, which would support the kaira. So all these are kavua, they're connected, they're installed, and part of the actual Beis Habad structure. But avirim, which are these boards, which are placed on top of the olives during pressing, v'sal galgal, or this sort of pulley system used to move the kaira up and down, v'sal kaira, and the kaira itself, these things are movable, these things are detached, perhaps the seller is taking them along with him to the next, you know, oil press, they're not included. Even though they serve in the, they certainly contribute to the oil pressing process, but they're metalto. Ubizman shamarli, but if he stipulates, I'm including the Beis Abad and anything within it. So all these items, all these appliances are also included. Harikulon mechur. Rav Elazar Omer, Hamecher Beis Abad, he disagrees on one account. He says, how could you keep the Kaira out of the package? Mechar is a Kaira, of course. When you sell a Beis Abad, even without explaining yourself, the Kaira, which is the main, you know, feature of the Beis Abad, that's what makes it happen, that's certainly included. Now the Bryce, so the Gemara will now go back and explain the various terms discussed in the Mishnah. Yam, what is the Yam? It's a Tlafcha. Rashbam says Tlafcha happens to be the Targum of Adoshim, of a lentil. So this stone, you know, mini pool had a shape of the, you know, the hole had a shape of a or the stone had a shape of a lentil, and that's why the Gemara calls it Tlafcha. What is a Mamol? That's that stone, big stone used to crush the olives. I'm Rav Abba Bar Mamol. Interestingly, his name is Rav Abba Bar Mamol. Perhaps it is related to the pshat, to the pshat that he's giving on the word mamol. That was his chelik in Torah. Okay, interesting. In any case, Amar Baba Bar Mamol, what is a mamol? Mafrachta. That's the big stone used to crush the olives. And what are the psulois? Amar Viyachan Klumse Shal Eres, the cedar pole, Shemamidim Ben Sakir, used to support the kir. These are included in the Beis Abad by default, right? But the other items, the avirim, and the galgal and the kaira are not included. So what are the avirim? Kafshi. These are the right. These are the boards used to they used to place it on the olives as they were being crushed. Kafshi. And then we have the galgal. That's not included as well. What is the galgal? That's the chumrasa. That's that like sort of pulley system used to move around the kaira. And kaira, of course, is the actual beam. The kaira. Fine, Tana Rabbana. Here comes another brice, which is pretty much in line with the Mishnah, except for one exception. Hamecher Beis Abad. So a fellow goes ahead and sells a Beis Abad. What's included? Machar San Nesarim. Nesarim is something we did not mention in the Mishnah. Rav Bam explains these are, wooden planks or boards or whatever they used to place around the olives to keep them in place while crushing them. Now the Nesarim were connected to the ground, were installed, and part of the structure. That's why they're included. Let's say you coven, of course, the reservoirs into which the oil would stream. Of course, that's part and parcel of the structure. That's a mefreichos, right? Those stone crushers. They're big and you know, these are the primary accessories, primary elements of a Beis Abad, and they're included as well. What else do we have? Vesarechaim atachtoines, right? So we explained before that the olives would go through a three-stage process. First, they would be crushed, and then they would be ground slightly, and then it would be they would be pressed. So the rechaim have two parts, right? You have the lower half of the rechaim, of the millstone. You have the upper part. So the lower part is kavua b'karka, and that's included. That's the rechaim atachtonis. Avloy el yenim, not the upper part of that millstone. That could just go along to the next, the seller can take that with him. So once again, we include the actual structure and anything connected to it. But if he stipulated to him, I'm including the Beis Abad and anything within it. All the related accessories, harikulan mechurin. So all these accessories are included as well, but not level 3, not category 3, things which are auxiliary items, totally separate. Benkech or benkech lemochar lo yasa avirim. Even if he said I'm including everything, but not the avirim. The avirim are those boards placed over the olives during pressing. Now this, says the Ramban, is a machlekes, because in our Mishnah we learned that avirim are included. They're considered level 2, and they are included. when he would say hu b'chamasha b'soicher, and the Braisa here stipulates otherwise. And what else is considered category 3? V'loyes ha'sakin, v'loyes ha'martzufin, have these sacks made from goat's hair, or martzufin, the leather sacks used to transport, to deliver the olives to the oil press. So although, you know, it serves the oil press, but it's an auxiliary item, totally disconnected, not really associated with this Beis Habad, and not part of the actual process, right? So it's not included. Once again, Rabbi Lezer makes this point that Beis Habad, of course, covers the Kerr, Shalei Nikra Beis Habad, Elal Shem Shum Kerr. And the whole Yichus, the whole Beis Habad entity, is based on the Kerr within it, which makes the generates the whole action. So, of course, the Beis Habad covers the Kerr. Okay, so if we have to summarize, basically in short form, we have three levels. We have the actual structure with the connected items. We have accessories which serve the Beis Habad but are disconnected. Those are only included if he says hu b'chal mashe b'soicha. And we have the third level, third category, items which are never included unless, obviously, he sells them, he clearly stipulates it, but otherwise, they're not presumed to be included. Then now we shift to a bathhouse, which again is going to have the same thing, three levels. Structure and connected, detached and auxiliary. Hamecher es beis hamerchatz. Okay, he sold him a bathhouse. Loi mocher sanesar. He has not included these boards, floorboards used to walk over the water. These things can be removed. They're not connected, and therefore not included. Vesas have fallen over the pails. Vesas balonies. Rashbam is goers vilois, curtains, privacy curtains or towels. Okay, they're not included, even though they're certainly bathhouse accessories, but they're disconnected, they're detached, they can be taken with them. Bizman Shamalei Barak, he told him, I'm including all these things, Harikul and Nuchurin, these are included as well, but not level 3. Either way, he's not going to include the water reservoirs, which, supply the bathhouse, but they can supply his personal home, his personal domestic needs as well. So not exclusively for the Beis HaMerchas. And likewise, the firewood storerooms, they're not included unless specifically included. So the Braisa elaborates further. You sell a merchatz, what's included? So all the rooms, of course, part of the structure, of course that's included, but not the content, right? So the place where they place these floorboards, you come in. The place where they keep the headscarves or so these are critical items, so the content, no, but the actual room where they store these things for, yeah, Vesbesa Sefalam, the pale room, Vesbesa Biloyas, the curtain room where they store all these things, Avaloyas and a certain Atzmam, not the actual boards, nor the actual headscarves, not the pails, not the curtains themselves. But if he stipulated, he added, in this case, he includes the accessories as well. But category 3 is never included. Either way, he's not going to include the water supply reservoirs. Even during summertime, when there's very little water there, you think, okay, it's not a big deal. No, it's not included. And certainly not during wintertime when they're full, they're not included. What else is not included? What else is considered category 3? V'loy beis kinus ha'etzim, nor the firewood, storage room. However, there is a lashon which would cover these as well. V'amar lo, if you told them beis hamerchatz v'chol tashmishav. Oh, this is a step further. The beis hamerchatz and all the different things that serve the beis hamerchatz. In this case, what he meant to cover is these reservoirs and these firewood rooms as well. Kulan Mechorin, they're all included. And in a minute we're going to learn that you need actually a bit more than that as well. You have to actually mark all the outer boundaries. So he has to say this Lashon. Plus, in addition to that, he had to have sort of delineated to him the outer, the exterior border markings of this whole facility, which indicates that he's trying to include everything within it, including these reservoirs and storerooms, as we're going to see in the next story. Ahud Amar Lechavrei. We have Reuben telling Shimon, Beis Habad, olive press, V'echol Tashmishav. Oh, this additional phrase. Ani Moichelach. So now, what was the problem? Havya, Hanu Chan V'Asa. We have these these stores, you know, storefronts, avroi, on the outer perimeter of this bathhouse property, which were mainly, you know, commercial entities, groceries selling, you know, whatever it is. But the customers using the oil press would also sometimes, you know, use those rooms to lay out their sesames to dry prior to pressing. So in a way, these stores were also incorporated in the Beis Chabad facility. It was serving the Beis Chabad as well. Are they included in the sale? Asal kamed Rav Yosef. So he came to Rav Yosef. Amalei, he says, Tanina, we have a brisa. Amar Beis HaMerchatz, v'chol tashmishim ani meichalach. He tells him, I'm giving you the Beis HaMerchatz and everything, all the tashmishim. Harikul v'churun, even these problematic, questionable, you know, entities are included as well. Because he added that extra phrase, v'chol tashmishim, right? We have a girsa actually that he quoted the brisa that we said before, Beis HaBad. Whatever it is, Beis HaMerchatz, Beis HaBad, the point is that when you say v'chol tashmishav, you cover even the outlying entities, the, you know, category 3 entities. Only Abai explained to him, no. V'atani Reb Chiya inkulin mechur. We have a brisa from Reb Chiya which contradicts the aforementioned brisa. Even when he says v'chol tashmishav, he's not included these far-reaching entities. Elam Ravashi, says Ravashi, let me explain. It depends. Chazinan. Let's analyze what happened. Per case. Each case is different. The Amalei Bais Beis Chabad V'chol Tashmishim. If he said the facility, the Tashmishim, V'ilein Mitzruna. Ok. And here, I'm marking all the boundaries. It's from here to there to there. By doing so, he indicated that he's trying to really cover anything within it. So, in this case, if the store or the reservoirs or all these, you know, happen to be lying within, contained within these boundaries, kani. In this case, he acquired them. V'iloi loy kani. But if he didn't add this point of ilan mitzruna, this extra elaboration, in this case, even if he said v'chol tashmishav, these questionable areas are not included. Okay, so a quick summary of the daf would be like this. We have three levels, three categories when it comes to a chatzah, when it comes to Beis Chabad, Beis HaMerchatz. We have the actual structure. Right? Anything that's mechubar lekarka is presumed to be included. If it's detached, if it's metaltal, even though it's considered an accessory, it's serving that facility in some, you know, fashion, it's not included, unless he says v'chal masha b'seich. But even then, it's not going to cover auxiliary facilities, such as the reservoirs near the Beis HaMerchatz, or the sacks used to transport the goods to the Beis HaBad. And the way to include these types of things is by saying v'chol tashmishav, and as we explained, you have to add v'ilein mitzrunah. All the best to you, and atzlacha rabbah.